Commander's message. Our priorities for the next Congress. In the 1972 film The Candidate, Robert Redford's character, Bill McKay, memorably concludes his successful Senate campaign by asking his advisor, "What do we do now?" For incoming members of Congress with the same question, I suggest they remember the men and women who helped make free elections possible, our nation's veterans. Despite partisan divisions that dominated the daily news cycle in 2019 and 2020, the 116th Congress passed several bills improving the lives of those who served in uniform. And yet, much work remains. The American Legion supports a Buddy Check Week, designated by VA to increase its outreach and education concerning peer wellness checks. It is a tragedy every time a veteran takes his or her life. Buddy checks are a lifeline to those contemplating suicide, as well as a tangible expression of thanks from a grateful nation. Congress must fully fund the VA system so that it is not only able to provide high-quality health care to America's heroes, but prepared to serve the public during any national emergency. The American Legion calls on lawmakers to propose and approve a constitutional amendment that would allow Congress to prohibit physical desecration of the U.S. flag. Congress should recognize that a strong national defense isn't simply good policy, but a constitutional responsibility. This includes developing the most advanced weaponry and giving America's all-volunteer force the necessary incentives to recruit and retain top talent. The American Legion supports legislation that mandates all federal agencies adopt and enforce a Buy American policy. We believe in policies that incentivize the return of manufacturing jobs from overseas and the creation of similar opportunities here at home. The American Legion's legislative program is ambitious. At any given time, the national organization has approximately 200 active resolutions with legislative intent. These resolutions originate at the grassroots level, among our members, and are passed by delegates to the National Convention or the Legion's National Executive Committee. From supporting secure borders to pushing for greater employment opportunities for military spouses, the American Legion has many positions, all of which are rooted in our organization's motto, Veterans Strengthening America. To learn where the American Legion stands on a particular issue, go to legion.org/resolutions. Members of Congress know the influence the American Legion holds, which is why we have a long track record of getting veteran-friendly laws enacted. The American Legion is absolutely not political or partisan, but it has a great stake in government policies. When it comes to advocating for the well-being of this nation and those who have served it during wartime, our elected officials will find the American Legion to be an effective and powerful ally. National Commander James W. Bill Oxford. Memoranda. Baseball registration. Registration for American Legion baseball teams begins January 1st. Teams must be registered to participate in the 2021 season. Baseball.legion.org. Legacy scholarships. January 1st is also the opening day for applications for the American Legion Legacy Scholarships, which provides college funding for children of post-9/11 veterans who died on active duty or have a combined VA disability rating of 50% or greater. The application period runs through April 15th. Legion.org/scholarships/legacy. The Legion on LinkedIn. The American Legion's LinkedIn page has topped 20,000 followers. The page's audience has steadily grown since an overhaul in 2014, when it had about 2,000 followers. As part of the American Legion's collection of social media platforms, the organization's LinkedIn page shares a variety of stories of interest to veterans and the American Legion family, as well as job fair information, career advice, and other topics. LinkedIn.com/company/the-American-Legion.